Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this.
Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
Hey, Dave. These high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
So, Dave, I like your shoes. Where'd you get them?
Thinking. I'm in a social situation now. I'm trying to socialize now. Now. It's almost too late to respond. But maybe if I said something now. Now. Right this second. Oh, that goes that second. I'm in a social situation, and now I'm thinking of muffins for some reason. It's too late. I'm in a social situation. She hates me. I'm in a social situation. That is a day in a life of an introvert at a social situation, Jade. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yes, it does. It sounds like my head on any given moment.
Really?
Yes.
So if you were approach a party, go, hey, Jade, like your shoes, where'd you get them from? And you're just like, cricket sounds, tumbleweed.
Well, see, I would have already gone off into like a series of other thoughts. And getting back to the initial question, by the time I get back there, it's over.
It's too late. Yeah. You know what? I really take some things, some parts of my personality for granted. And when I had to shoe swap into being an introvert, trying to be an extrovert this week, it really was a massive role reversal. I got to empathize with shyer, more quieter people, you know. And you know what? I tend to be attracted to shy, quiet people anyway. You know, they're more my type because they complement my personality. But I never really understood shy people. So I don't understand the mind games that they go through. And so I don't realize that when you have, you know, when you feel that you're not as confident or you're feeling very self-conscious, that there are actually ways to get around it. So ladies and gentlemen, I am going to share some tips on if you are indeed very self-conscious or socially awkward, there are some tips to get around. And as Jade said, she lent me this book, this sort of self-help book, and I've sort of gleaned from that. I'm going to impart some of our golden knowledge onto you guys. So the best thing to do when you're in a social situation like that and you're feeling very self-conscious and you basically need to calm your mind is try this. Try focusing on one thing, like one specific thing. Not like the whole situation of like, oh, I'm in a social situation, but just focus on one thing. Like try drawing your mind to focus on, say, the wallpaper. You know, think like, what a nice intricate pattern that wallpaper is. Now, does it scream dreary retirement village or camp 60s Americana? Just ask yourself stupid questions like that. Just focus on something else to take your mind off the problem. Or you could try one of my personal favorites and ask yourself, what's that smell? Don't laugh, Jade, but I've used this on several social situations or when I'm really nervous, like I'm on a date, I'm waiting for them to arrive and I'm like absolutely crapping my pants because I'm like, oh, is my hair looking right? Which direction are they going to walk in on? I want them to walk in and see me on my best side within the first second. You know, I'm freaking out and I just go, come on, Dave, what's that smell? And I take a deep breath and I go, I think I smell avocado, mushroom soup, and oh crap, that's the same cologne my ex wore the night he dumped me. You know, you think about stuff like that, you take your mind off it, and that's a personal favorite of mine. And obviously, in every social situation, Jade, as I'm demonstrated by our lovely little sort of rapport building start to this segment, one has to learn how to make small talk. Okay, so there are a few pointers I'd like to offer when it comes to making small talk. And if you're feeling a bit awkward, sort of like, what should I say? When does it cross the line to being saying too much?
Mm-hmm.
First point is to decide whether the environment and if it's actually conducive to having small talk. Like, do you really need to make small talk? That's one thing to determine. If they're rushing, like sort of, hey, how's it, you know, how awkward is this? Now, this happens to me on a daily basis. You walk past your workmate when you're out on a lunch break and you're walking to Centro or something like that, and they're walking
past you.
Do you get into a conversation or you just say hi?
I don't see them and keep walking.
Or you can do what Jay does and pretend not to see him and keep walking. I normally smile and wave. If I have my iPod in, it's usually a very good indication that I will not be talking.
It's Dave time.
Yeah, it's Dave time. I need my space. I block it off with my iPod. But if by chance I do not have my ears plugged in and I'm appearing wide open and I've smiled at you and I've waved at you and you've said, hey, how you doing? And I say, I'm good. How are you? And that's the point where you say, I'm good. And I go, see you around soon. Don't continued a conversation with me because I'm probably rushing.
Are you speaking directly to me? Because, you know, you and I actually now work very close to each other. So the idea that we could bump into each other at any point during our lunch break to have you go, okay, see ya.
Yeah. No. I would actually stop and make conversation with you, obviously. But it's just people that you don't really know.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by deciding if the environment, if the people is actually, is it worth making small talk with? Usually it's like, I'm good. All right. I'll see you back inside. Yeah. I'll catch you soon. Mm-hmm. That's it. Do not go and say, oh, I'm about to have, you know, like butter chicken, korma curry, you know, what are you having for lunch? I don't know. I'm about to go. If you let me go, I'll tell you when I get back. So decide whether the environment is conducive for small talk. Point number two when making small talk, don't barge in. If there's already small talk happening between two people, don't try to come in and, you know, put your two cents in when it's not required of you. You know, I feel that's a bit awkward, even for someone as extroverted as I am. If I wasn't in a pre-existing conversation, this is what I personally do, okay? When I try to be in a conversation where I'm not already in, I smile and nod. Mm-hmm. So if they say something smiley, I'll laugh and I'll smile and nod, but I wouldn't say anything. I'll just laugh. And the next thing you know, they're like, hey, this dude's participating because he's laughing at my jokes. So hang on, my audience just grew from one person to two because, ladies and gentlemen, everyone loves to think that they're funny. You know, people love it when you laugh at their jokes. So if you laugh at their jokes, they think that you're interested. So they want, of course, they want an audience to perform to, so that enlarge their posse and let you in. That's how you get in the conversation.
I'm reevaluating our friendship, Dave.
Why is this?
I don't know. I feel weird about the conversations that we've had and what you must have been.
No, I don't think it's awkward because you and I work together, Jade.
Okay.
We're close. Like, this is not applying to us. You see, you're doing that self-conscious thing again, Jade. What's that smell? That's right. Focus. Not on this situation. Not on this social situation, Jade. It's not about you. What's that smell?
Okay.
Point number three. Not everyone wants to talk to you. You know, that's a very important point to remember.
Why
as well.
Not?
Because they could be busy doing Sudoku. They don't want to talk. So assess the small talk situation, I suppose. Point number three, and the final point I would like to offer to our introverted friends out there, is that now, sense of humor. It's very, very important to have a sense of humor. And I happen to find that being funny is my personal tool in most social situations. And typically, I usually am my own punchline. So I sort of half bag myself, you know. Like, I don't take myself very seriously. And I recommend that, you know, if you don't find yourself a particularly funny person and you're not the joker of the class, you know, just use yourself as a punchline every now and then. And you'd be amazed. And you know, people go, oh, wow, you know, this person's cool with themselves. They're not all stuck up and self-conscious. They can laugh at their own flaws. A typical example of that was when I was at work today and someone asked, wow, Dave, how do you get so many sales? And I'll be like, I don't know. I flirt with the customers a bit. And half the male customers that call in think I'm a female anyway. Because, as you know, I have a very effeminate voice. So just bag yourself a little. That's fine. So, you know, anything to generate a little bit of a laugh, it actually relaxes people and relaxes the social situation if you get them to laugh.
So, Dave, you think I should be using this book?
I think so. I had an absolute ball with this book. So, and I'm an extrovert and I had lots to learn from it.
Okay, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was me, David Lim, being the introvert trying to be an extrovert. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Coming up very soon, I will go makeup expert.
Yay, makeover.